This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dolphins training camp is around the corner. Kane's not too far away, and we'll keep an eye on everything. Heat and Panthers and Marlins and Inter Miami. And if you want to keep up with everything Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show style, make sure you listen to the podcast on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Played receiver for many seasons with the Dolphins, and his son, OG the second, will begin his first season with the LA Chargers this year. We were talking Aronde because we all want to get Aronde the second jerseys. Do you have a hookup? You got some kind of plug for OG Chargers jerseys, or we need to go retail on this?
No, I got a plug. It's called NFLShop.com.
Let me get his number. He has a real funny name. Let me get his number.
All right, I text it to you offline. I had to go through it myself.
I imagine they don't just give those things away willy-nilly. That's a pretty good
The key is because his mom gets really upset about this, and she already talked to Jim Harbaugh about this. So this is Looney Tunes. So on the jerseys and even on his practice jersey, they only got Gadsden, and so she wants the two. But Jim Harbaugh doesn't believe in the juniors or the seniors or the twos or the threes. Only if you were grandfathered in before he got there, will you keep it, but you won't get it done. So when you go to NFLShop.com, you're going to have to add the capital I on it.
So Aronde the second, though, his jersey this season is just going to say Gadsden. It's not going to say Gadsden, capital I, capital I.
It hasn't so far. Like his practice jersey and all that, everything else has not. The one even on the website has not. The Chargers website, not the NFL. But I don't know. It's the senior player development guy for the Chargers graduated from Dillard, and he's Anthony Hightower the second, and he's not able to put it on his cards because I talked to him knowing he was from Dillard.
Why did we give this kind of power to Jim Harbaugh?
Jim Harbaugh brought 16 people from Michigan, and in the front office, they the coaches, they everywhere, and they running it like Michigan. So I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
I don't want to get OG in trouble here, so I don't want, you know, but that, I mean, what if Jim Harbaugh didn't believe in vowels? I mean, you know, where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
a little crazy.
Plus, it's a name. Like, that's his name. It's not something whether you believe in it or not. Like, hey, I named my son Aronde Gadsden Jr. Like, that's
well, the second, you, not junior.
The second, excuse me, the second.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's his, literally, that's his name.
Well, like, no, that's not his name. That's not his name. You don't know how junior or the second works, Solana?
I guess not. Don't turn this on me. This is on Harbaugh.
That's not his legal name. You're the second because of your lineage, or you're junior because you're the one after.
Huck, I'm doing this with my dad because we're Randolph Crowder and Randolph Crowder, and I was the beneficiary on all his retirement stuff, and it's the second on my birth certificate, and it's the second in the NFL websites and all the stuff. I'm the second.
Your legal name is the second?
My legal name is the second.
Legal.
Interesting. Well, if it's a legal name, then I don't think there's an issue.
Let's jump Jim Harbaugh.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's wait till season five and we can jump him. Let's wait till season
demand
five.
A trade. He should demand a trade. Don't
you? All right, settle down, everybody. I got to move on to the Dolphins. Aronde's already realizing this is a bad decision. Well, put us down for four jerseys. Let me ask you something about Jimmy.
What size is Jimmy? Jimmy's like a youth large.
Aronde, Louis Riddick. I've asked this of several people. He said about the Dolphins, this is a team that you have no idea if they're going to be great or terrible or somewhere in between, because there's so many changes. And if you look at what they did in 2023, it looks nothing like what they did in 2024. And so you just can't figure out what the team is. Do you have an idea of what this upcoming Dolphin season is going to look like, in your opinion, or are you in the dark like everyone else?
I got the answer. Somewhere in between. I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? We've seen it. I can give you, I don't know if I should, but I can give you a little insight just from, you know, going through the draft process with them. They're trying to, you know, go away from all the passing that we've been doing, you know, and they want to become a little bit more run centric, and because of that, I think it's going to take time. I mean, you know, Coach Mike came in as a run game guru, I think, but he then became the pass game guru. You know what I mean? And so now is he going to go back to what he did? But you know, it's different when you have the San Francisco players. You know, maybe Channing could even call some run plays if he had that team. So it's going to be a little different going forward. But I still think we don't have an identity of what we are, and because of now the changes from. It's just tough to know that you just got rid of a dude that just had 75 catches. That's like a big deal for me, you know, in my arena. Like, man, that's a lot of catches to get rid of. Like, you can't replace that. Do I think I like Darren Waller? I think Darren Waller is a great player, you know, kind of put me in, you know, the frame of my son, really, like, you know, wide receiver dude, transfer to the tight end dude, blah, blah, blah. But he's been out a year. His rap song's all right. You know, I give a few of them a little better rating than the others, but he hadn't caught 75 catches last year, that's for sure. And so to replace that's going to be tough. And especially Ramsey on the defensive end, that's going to be tough. So Minka may cover some of that up, but, you know, he has his job to do too. So I think somewhere in between is at best, because, you know, just like everything else, the teams in our conference and our division have gotten better, and, you know, everything doesn't stay status quo.
And OG, can a zebra change its stripes? Because, like, Nick Saban is going to run the ball, play tough defense. Then when Parcells and Tony Sparano came in, same setup. But that year with Cam Cameron, we got graceful. And it's just their personalities. But now you got Mike McDaniel now trying to get tough and physical. And we know it's a graceful track meet. They sold us track meet all day long.
All right. You know, the key is in this kind of, you know, like when I came in, because I – listen, Jimmy came from Dallas. We all were at Dallas, and we knew what that was about. They running the ball with Emmett, and every fourth Emmett run, they'll play action and throw the mic, and you gonna have to stop that. And Jay Novacek will get a ball or two. Kevin Williams may hit you deep, prime Alvin Harper, but they're gonna play good defense. But we knew the basis, the foundation was running Emmett. And obviously Jimmy came with the same foundation, but we didn't have Emmett. we had a decent old line. It wasn't their old line either. Let's not fool ourselves. The old line wasn't the same old line, but that was his thing. And I don't think he could get away from that, even having Dan Marino. I think that was just him. As great as the quarterback is, we're going to find a way to run the ball. Now, John Avery and J.J. Johnson was a far cry from Emmett, but that was his deal. But some people nowadays will try because they're younger guys. Like Mike McDaniel's going to try to do something. Like I said, when he came over, he was the run game guru at the 49ers. But he had a different type running back. He had a different O-line. He had some other pieces that we don't have as of yet. And so he's going to try not to do the track meet thing. But, at the end of the day, I think with Tua, is going to jump back to the track meet thing. And if we don't have the horses, it's not going to work. But
we have the horses, though, I think. But I don't know, again, offensive line's a question. Do you think Mike McDaniel is on a significant hot seat? Is this a make-or-break season for Mike McDaniel?
I think so. It's going to be tough because we have Tua, and he signed Tua, and Tua has the money now. And, that's the only thing, because we all know the coach and the quarterback is connected. It's going to be tough to get rid of Tua and get rid of McDaniel at the same time. But I think, it has to happen because I don't think, like when I was talking about Jimmy, the problem was we were trying, when Jimmy came in, Dan had a passing O-line. They were pass block guys. Now you got to change that whole line and try to get run block guys. And that's the whole different situation. You know what I mean? You have to find those guys that run block. And now that takes, it's just like a college. Like, it's going to take, getting rid of seniors and bringing in freshmen. And it's going to take, two, 3 years to get the guys to run the ball the way you want it to be run. And you have to get those guys. And we tried. We had some good linemen. But, you had to keep Webb because he was the left tackle. That wasn't going to change. And you had to keep Ruddy, he was the center. I wasn't going to change. So everybody else was, interchangeable, but you got to get those guys to fit your system. And most importantly, the O-line. So that's going to be the tough job. We've always had this thing, and I think I have as well. One, he doesn't have a plan B, and so it seems like this is going to be the plan B. And two, we don't ever keep the people we supposed to keep that we drafted. And now that guy for us, the poster child for that guy is Eichenberg.
We got Minka back. We drafted Minka and we got him back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so.
We loaned him to the Steelers to go get a couple Pro Bowls. Go get you some Pro Bowls in and come on back.
Come on back. When you're tank is 25% full. Come on back.
Keys under the mat.
Keys under the mat. In the same parking spot that I left it at the airport 2 weeks ago.
One thing we talked about with the Dolphins, OG, I don't know if I did a great job explaining it.
Probably did.
Those guys that ain't running from no fights. You ain't got to be a felon. But you just got to have some little nasty to you. You had to been, you probably got detained by the cops every now and again. Are we getting those type guys? Because you don't need 53, but I think you need about 7 or 8 dudes that they're not going to ask why you fight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're just going to start throwing stuff.
Are we talking? Are we back at the gorilla, or are we just talking about football? Back at the gorilla.
How many dolphins would it take to beat a gorilla in a fight?
You don't have to be Joey Porter and them. Like Porter, right. Keith Trailer, you know, like some of those guys I played with, you just knew they were crazy. But like right. Zach Thomas is not going to turn down a fight. You know, no. Vernon Carey's coming in, and he's a pleasant dude, but he still got something – in the back of his mind, that's a little different than a normal human walking.
You want me to tell you who's not gonna turn down a fight? John Bach. When I had John Bach a whole lot, oh man, John Bach fighting all the way till next Thursday. Like he's still on site. Like, he may get beat up today, but when we come in tomorrow, hockey game, gloves off, we fighting. He'll get beat up. He'll come back Saturday. Whoa, when he walk through the door, he see you, gloves off, we fighting.
He just loved it. He loved fighting.
I didn't say one time he fought in Louisville for about an hour and a half, and that's confirmed by Sam Madison. Like, they just had to just, like, stop him. Like, yo, he would not stop. Like, he that dude, like, ice hockey, like, let's go. And you know, he had a fight one time in practice. Jimmy was like, let him fight. Because when they get tired, they're going to run. And John ain't stop. John Bach ain't stop. Like, he, like, yeah, everybody else, like, stop. All right, let me save some of my, nah, he ain't stopping. But yeah, you think about those dudes, and I think sometimes it's tough for us, Channing, to separate ourselves from if we could say that, the older school football than the newer football, just like the basketball situation. You know, I'm from the get a good postman, post him up, and go down low. You know, I'm like the Thunder one because they had two starting seven-footers. Everybody else, they had SGA and Williams. And I'm like, two things can be true. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you want the war daddies, but you got to know who the war daddies are. And, I don't know, because maybe some of our war daddies have not been in. Like, I think Phillips could be one. You know what I mean? Chubb might can be one. Pork Chop is one. You know, we just got to find them and make sure those are the guys in the key spots that we want them to be in. And, you know, I think now it's just more technical. Everybody wants to be technical. You just don't have somebody going to fight because, they took away, like rookies and just holding them down and cutting all the hair off or tying them to the air conditioning. Throwing all the water on them like all night, like that. Like, you can't do that anymore. Yeah.
Do that anymore. Ronde Gadsden, we'll talk to you throughout the season. We're really excited for Ronde the second, too, man. I can't wait for who they open against.
They on the 31st, they play the Lions because they play in the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, wow. So he plays at the end of this month.
Yeah. They're ripping and ready to go. And then the first game. is the fifth against the Chiefs.
Oh boy.
he got a hell of an NFL start, don't he?
Oh man, trust me, dog. Listen, we went through the list while he was home. The defensive ends, he got a block. Like, whoa. I mean, you already got to block Max Crosby twice, right? You got to go against Chris Jones out the gate. Y'all play Pittsburgh. You got to block T.J. Watt. You got to block Brian Burns, and he's not your teammate no more at Heritage, so that's not going to work. Ooh, you know, they play Dallas, so you got to block Micah.
Your son's going to have to stop Max Crosby.
Twice.
How's he gonna do that? That's crazy.
Dive in his damn chest. That's how he does it. Dive in his chest.
It's called 10 yards. Holding on 86.
All right, Aronde. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. All right, bro.
There you go.
Thanks.
Aronde Gadsden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.